right, so here it is. Back to this, Associated Press had a comment from a listener. The Pentagon did not provide evidence to back up its assertion that Soleimani was planning new attacks against Americans. Well, you're right. He might have retired. You know, he might have just been there, you know, going to Disneyland, Iraq. You know, maybe that's what he was doing, right? He wasn't there doing anything wrong. I mean, the attack on the U.S. Embassy, that's nothing except something that he's got a lot of experience with. Hello, 1979. Of course he's had experience with that. All right, so we'll keep a close eye on that developing story. That Donald Trump and his administration have taken out the number one terrorist in the world, probably now that you look at it, a more significant terrorist than al-Baghdadi. Because Soleimani, General Soleimani of Iran, was connected to more than 600 U.S. service people being killed. 17% of all deaths in the region tied to this guy. I think that's all the justification you need, period. For the families in Iowa and Nebraska and Michigan and Texas, that's all the justification you need. This rodent was put down and dismembered the way he should have been. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. Around the country, we're going to be talking about this for a moment. Hundreds of counties across the nation have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties, protecting themselves from the encroachment of Democrats who want to take your guns away. And if you don't think that I'm telling you the truth, oh, Steve, they're not going to take the guns. Yes, that is their intent. Look at what's happening in Virginia. They're laying the groundwork now for gun buybacks. Well, it's actually a confiscation, mandatory confiscation with some financial incentive given. Confiscation with minimal compensation. How about that? That's what we'll call it. And meanwhile, out on the campaign trail, I just want to show you how disingenuous the Democrats and the left are when it comes to you owning the ability to defend yourself the way you see fit. You can defend yourself and your family and your home the way you see fit under the Second Amendment that I understand, but not in the Democrats' world. Responding to a question about the church shooting in White Settlement, Texas, Elizabeth Warren said quite simply, no, she would not support your right to carry a concealed weapon, even if you approved a universal background check. Go ahead and listen to this. It's fairly long, but it's important, and it's groundwork, and it's an understanding you need to have. Bite number four with Elizabeth Warren. Go.
Last week, there was another church shooting.
Oh.
And the only thing that saved the rest of the congregation were the other two people who there who shot and took out the shooter. Would you support a universal carry, concealed carry law for everyone in the country who's willing to be licensed and checked by the government?
No.
Two more things about the data, because I think they're important, and I appreciate that you asked this question. The first part is, I say that the reason those people were injured was because somebody came into that church with a gun, and that's how it is that people got hurt in the first place. The second thing is, I don't think there's any data to suggest that universal concealed carry makes any of us any safer.
So let me get this straight. The guy asked the question properly because he said, would you support universal carry if the people were licensed and checked by the government? Licensed, which is something most gun owners in America bristle at the notion of. But this guy put the question out there properly. If you're licensed and checked by the government, would you support universal carry? Of course not. My God, no. We see, even licensed and background checked by the government isn't good enough for the Democrats. She showed the true colors right there. That's the truth when it comes to the Second Amendment in the United States for those on the left. And as I mentioned to you here just a few days ago, I met a doctor who said, well, we don't need any semi-automatics. You don't need ARs. You don't need those sort of things. People don't need that stuff. People don't need cars that go 150 miles per hour either. People don't need a lot of things. Need and want, when did that become a basis for my civil rights and my civil liberties? I don't need to speak my mind on the street corner. I don't need to read certain books. I don't need to watch television. I don't need to post videos to social media sites telling the world what I think. I don't need to do any of those things, do I? Well, you don't need to own those guns. You're right, I don't need to. I want to. And I don't need to say these things that upset people down the street and around the world, but I say it because I have a God-given right to do so as an American. God bless America. I have a God-given, inalienable right to do that very thing. Those rights were endowed upon me by my Creator, not by you, and not by anybody else. And that's why I get a bit prickly, if you will, when I hear people tell me what I'm allowed to do and not do. Who the hell puts you in charge? And who the hell said you could dictate to me my rights as an individual? They have lost sight of what America truly is. America is the sanctuary of human rights. And defending myself against bad people with a firearm, by God, that is my human right. To defend myself, my family, my home, my community, and anything else I deem worthy of protection. That is my God-given human right. So step off. And this is why Elizabeth Warren and others to the far left will never understand the people that vote in Michigan and Minnesota and Iowa and North Carolina and all over this great country of ours. They will never understand. The world is not a safer place by disarming me. The world's a safer place by taking power away from you, Miss Warren. 25 after on a Friday. Sit tight. I'm just getting wound up. I need more coffee. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. Back after this.